Well, hi folks, I'm Richard Searle and welcome to week 5 of our course on mindfulness, meditation and reflection for leaders and managers. So let's just do a brief exercise to bring ourselves, or help ourselves be present for the podcast. So I'm just inviting you to do a few deep breaths in, a few deep breaths out, slow in, slow out. If it helps, say to yourself while you're doing the breaths, breathing in, I know I'm breathing in, breathing out, I know I'm breathing out. Do that a few times just to calm yourself down, relax, watching your breath. And now as you take a deep breath in, say to yourself, breathing in, calm, breathing out, stress, breathing in, calm, breathing out, stress, you're watching your breath, and finally, breathing in, calm, nice long breath, slowly out, breathing out, stress. Okay, very good. So I just wanted to address one issue arising from our week 4 session where we focused on the power of mindful listening. So one of our participants wrote to me saying, but Richard, where do I find all the time to do all this listening while I'm managing? And this is a very common question that I get on courses that I run. And of course, there are other things other than listening that are involved in the job of being a manager and leader. There's doing, there's thinking, there's deciding, there's talking. But this is not a zero-sum game. In fact, what I am suggesting is that powerful listening, high quality listening, allows for high quality, powerful acting, deciding, thinking, and talking. And that's what I'm inviting you to experiment with. And because I've mentioned the word experiment, we're going to be doing a series of 8 short experiments in this exercise to explore stillness. Now, normally I would need more time than half an hour to do these exercises. So I am inviting you after this session and during the week to perhaps spend some more time on the exercises in order to get the full value from them. But we're going to do 8 short experiments to explore the nature of stillness. And these exercises come from Ian Gawler. He's written a terrific book some time ago called Meditation Pure and Simple. It's a lovely little book, and it actually contains this exercise in that book. So let's do experiment 1. So if you wouldn't mind, just take up your position to meditate. Sitting up, close your eyes, relax briefly. Now notice what you're thinking about. Notice what thoughts are coming into your mind at this particular moment. So that's all I want you to do. Just notice while you're sitting there, thoughts, images, memories, anything that's coming into your mind while you're sitting there at the moment. Okay, very good. So, what did you notice in that experiment? One of 2 things would have happened. Firstly, you may have noticed that you were actually thinking. Now, this may sound obvious, but You may not have noticed your thoughts so much in the past. And you may also, therefore, have noticed that there are your thoughts, and then there is the observer of the thoughts. And this will be useful to us later. The other possibility is that some of you, when I asked you to start observing your thoughts, couldn't find any thoughts. This is extremely good news, at least for a number of us, that for some of us, the access to silence and stillness is just observe your thoughts and they disappear. It's a rather amazing thing. Now, for most of us, that doesn't happen. If we go looking for thoughts, we have lots of them. Okay, so let's do another experiment. Experiment number two. So again, in this experiment, thinking ahead, I actually want you to deliberately think of something that you're going to think about. Maybe what you're going to do after this podcast or whatever, but I do want you to have thoughts during this experiment. So again, if you wouldn't mind, take up your position for the meditation. Relax briefly in your own way. Now think about something, perhaps what you're going to do after the session. Deliberately think about something and have thoughts. Notice the thoughts as they arise. There's no need to do anything else. Just notice the thoughts that come into your awareness as you think of what you might do later in the day. And I'll stop talking briefly. Just notice them. Okay, excellent. So, what did you notice? How did you actually notice your thoughts? How did you know you were thinking? Now, this may seem a peculiar question, and people often say, well, I just did. But how did you know you were thinking? How did the thoughts appear to you? Almost certainly, if you were registering thoughts, it would have been in one of three ways, and I really invite you to reflect on this after this podcast. They would have appeared as pictures, almost like a video clip passing by in your mind. Or they would have secondly appeared as words, almost like a conversation going on as the thoughts passed by in your mind. Or they would have appeared as feelings, almost as if you felt them, were doing them, sensed them. And there may have been a combination of those three things. Okay, this is interesting. So let's do another experiment. Let's do experiment number three. So if you wouldn't mind, take up your position. Relax briefly in your own way, maybe taking a few breaths. This time, think again of what you might do later in the day. As the thoughts form, notice how it is that you perceive them. Are they appearing as pictures, words, or feelings? Just notice this and don't panic about it if you can't describe it to yourself, but just notice. As you continue to notice your thoughts, start to be aware of how each thought is like a unit. It has a beginning, it runs its course, and it comes to an end. It's as if each thought is a separate segment, like an individual video clip, section of words, or sequence of feelings. So as you're thinking about what you might do later in the day, continue to be aware of how actually you notice your thoughts and observe how they are like individual units or segments. And I'll stop talking just briefly. Very good. This could become a world famous podcast with all the silence in it. So, how did you go? Did you notice that they were separate units? Now, some of you may not have done that because you're thinking a lot at the moment, and it was really just like a great big freight train charging through there. Okay, however that appeared, the separate units, as the thinking slows down, it will become more obvious that the thoughts are in separate units. We're now going to get to the even more interesting part. Long way to go though. Experiment number 4. So take up your position for meditation. Relax briefly in your own way. Perhaps take some deep breaths in, deep breaths out. Let go of what I was talking about. So this time, let go of any intention of thinking about anything in particular. Let that go. And simply notice what thoughts, if any, arise. Simply let the thoughts come when they're ready. And let them go when they are ready, if there are any. As the thoughts form, notice how each one has a start, it runs its course, and it finishes. Now notice how as one thought finishes, there's often a gap or a space or a space behind and around that thought before the next one starts. So being content to allow any thoughts just to come when they do, when they're ready, let them go when they're ready. Give your attention now to noticing the end of one thought and the gap before the next thought arises. It could be a gap, or it's a space, or it's a space around the unit. So shift your focus of attention now from the thoughts themselves to noticing the gap or the space between them and around them. Let the thoughts go, but hold your attention on the gap or the space between the thoughts. So what did you notice? Okay, come back out of the experiment. What did you notice? If the thoughts were just going really fast, no gap, no space, like a freight train again, there's a lot of fast thinking occurring, which is possibly what happens often for you. But hopefully some of you, if you were patient enough, start to notice that actually the thoughts are like in a unit and there's a gap or a space between them or around them. Obviously, in that gap between the thoughts or that space, there is a moment of stillness. So for many people, observing the gap or space is an entry point into experiencing stillness. Very good. Let's move on to experiment number 5. So it's now time to investigate this stillness that is revealed in the gap or the space between the units of thought as they pass through our mind. So if again, if you would take up your position for meditation, relax your body, take some deep breaths in, some deep breaths out, relax. I've been asking you to do a lot of work, so just relax. Very good. Allow any thoughts that come into your mind to just arise spontaneously. If there are thoughts, allow them to arise and allow them to just come when they're ready. Let them go when they're ready. And give your attention to noticing the gaps or the space between the thoughts. They arise, they go, but there's a gap or a space between the thoughts or around, behind the thoughts. There's a space. Just give your attention to the gap or the space as any thoughts, you're not trying to think deliberately, but thoughts come spontaneously, images, memories, projects come spontaneously and they leave when they're ready to leave. And you just let that happen, but you're paying attention to the gaps and the space between them. You're noticing that it isn't always a freight train. There are gaps. As you focus more clearly on these gaps or space, you may well notice that in the stillness of the gaps, there's an obvious silence. In fact, you may notice that it's as if this silence is a background across which the thoughts travel. It can be a bit like the silence is represented by the clear blue sky and occasional white clouds drift by representing thoughts as they come when they are ready and go when they are ready. The blue sky is always there in the background or between them, and the thoughts come and they go. So now, shift the focus of your attention away from the clouds, in this analogy, to the sky. Hold your attention on the stillness and the silence. And I'll stop talking for a moment. So, what did you notice? Did you notice and experience the stillness and the silence? And if you didn't, I'm inviting you to go back during the week and spend more time with these experiments because we're moving pretty fast in this podcast. So the sky and cloud analogy is a very useful one, and it's often used in the meditation process. The sky, which we know is always there, even if there's all these dark clouds running across, if you get in a plane, fly up, the sky is up there, it's blue, it's always there. The sky is like our own true nature. It's vast, it's spacious, it's pure, it's kind of unattainable. You can't really get your hands on it, but it's there. It's always there. The clouds represent our thoughts. Sometimes the sky can be clear, not many clouds, or just little white fluffy clouds going across, not disturbing the sky at all very much. And sometimes, occasionally, clouds drift across and block the sky, or sometimes it can be a very stormy, cloudy day and you're not sure if the sky's even there anymore. You can't see the sky. So many thoughts and emotions are crossing at that time. So this meditative process provides the mechanics, if you like, of how to move past the clouds and rest in the presence of the sky-like nature of our own true being. Let us continue further to go. There are 8 experiments. So experiment number 6. Again, take up your position for meditation. Relax briefly in your own way. Take some deep breaths in, deep breaths out. Relax. Notice any thoughts that come into your awareness. Focus your attention on the gaps or the spaces between the thoughts or around, in front, behind the units of thought. Have the sense that the gaps or space introduce you to the silence, the ground over which the thoughts are passing. Now, this time, notice where the silence seems most obvious to you. Where is it located? Perhaps the silence seems to be like a screen somewhere out in front of you, almost like a theater screen. And the thoughts move across this screen. Where is the stillness located for you? Perhaps the silence seems to have another shape, another location. Seek it out. Where is the silence most obvious to you? And I'll stop talking for a moment. Okay, very good. Come back now. So where did you locate the silence? Where was it most obvious for you? The range of descriptions of where the silence is located by different people can be quite variable. The point here for some people is not in front of their eyes as a screen, it's at the back of their head. So wherever you locate it can vary. The point here, however, is that usually you can notice a focal point or location where the silence is most obvious. Often it is like a screen, sometimes centrally in front of you, sometimes to one side, sometimes behind you or inside you. The screen's like an image. It's usually two-dimensional to begin with. Sometimes the screen is the classical rectangular shape. Other shapes are possible. However, it's not the same for everyone. It's not the same every time. For some, the stillness appears to be almost like a small focal point, either inside or outside the body. The most important aspect of all this is that, again, you notice the duality. Notice where you seem to be and where the silence is most obvious. Okay, to get a grasp of this, let's do another experiment. Experiment number 7. And remember, I am inviting you because we're moving at a pace today that during the week, go back and do some of these experiments to really help you experience stillness and silence and what it makes available. So experiment number 7, take up your position, close your eyes, again relax. Some deep breaths in, some deep breaths out. Rich has been asking me to do all this looking, but I'm just going to relax. Okay, very good. Give your attention to your hands. It is usual to feel that your hands are more on the periphery and that you have some central point which is somewhere else. This central point is where that impartial observer is located. So now, focus your attention at the point where your own center seems to be located. The hands are on the periphery, but where is the center that you, the observer, is located? Where does it feel that you are located? Where is your own central point? I'll just stop talking for a moment and explore that for yourself. Okay, very good. So come back now. So where is it? Where's your central point for you? For many, it is that area between the eyes, a little up into the forehead. For some, it is the heart or the throat. Others find it elsewhere. There's no need to analyze it in any great depth. You just need to notice it. Where is this central point, the observer, for you? The value in this exercise is to notice that you, the observer, are located in one place and generally the stillness, the silence out of these exercises is in another place. This is the duality that we experience. The observer is in one place, the stillness and silence is in another place. See if you can observe that that happened, and again, reflect upon it and engage in the exercise again during the week if that is not obvious to you. Because we're now going to do our final exercise to bring all this together. This is experiment number 8. And remember, these are experiments. We're looking, although it sounds like I'm telling you at the moment what's there, what I'm really inviting you to do is engage in the experiments and find out for yourself. That is the value, not what I'm telling you. Okay, experiment number 8. So, take up your position to meditate. Relax. Take some deep breaths in, some deep breaths out. Relax. Notice any thoughts. Notice the gaps between the thoughts or the space between the thoughts or the space behind the thoughts, around the thoughts. Notice there's thoughts and there's gap or space. space between, behind, in front of the units of thought. Notice the silence in the gaps or space. The silence or the stillness that's there. Notice how the silence or stillness is like a background across which any thoughts are travelling, a bit like white clouds travelling across a blue sky. Move your attention from the thoughts to the silence or stillness, as one might move the attention from the clouds to the sky. Notice where the silence or stillness is most obvious. Where is it located for you? Be aware of your own central point. Where are you, the observer, located? Now, I want you to merge the two. Merge your own central point with the stillness or silence. Either draw the silence to you and enter into it, let go and allow yourself to dissolve in its presence, or move to the location of the silence and again let go, merge with it, dissolve into it. Rest with this experience for a little while and I'll stop speaking. Okay, I hope that for some of you at least, you were able to allow yourself to rest, enjoy that stillness and silence. I highly recommend that you rework some of those experiments during the week, because that stillness and silence that we introduced you there through practices around mindfulness of thought, who would have thought that you could enter stillness by observing thinking? That is one of the great benefits of mindfulness. Okay, folks, I need to bring this podcast to an end. I thank you for your attention. I invite you to experiment with stillness during the week. And next week, week six, we'll be looking at applications of mindfulness, meditation, reflection to leadership and our life generally. Thanks very much.